TV.
Martin Sender here with a coronavirus update. Welcome you to the show. I'm going to talk about coronavirus, and I finally see how it relates to the mark of the beast that has been prophesied in Daniel. No, it was prophesied in the book of Revelation. Of course, Daniel alludes to a man of lawlessness, and this mark of the beast is going to come through the man of lawlessness. It will be something that you won't be able to buy or sell without it. Well, this coronavirus madness, I like to call it a scam. Yeah, that's what I like to call it, a scam. I don't think the virus is a scam, but the reaction to it is being artificially fueled. And it is proof. It is evidence. This is a dress rehearsal, I believe, for the mark of the beast. That people will do what you tell them to do, when you tell them to do it. People are so anxious to give up their civil liberties, and they like to be virtue signalers again. They just like to look at other people as though they're lesser than them. They're the ones that care. I care more about not infecting people because I'm wearing a mask. And now you're starting to see these designer masks. I saw this young guy. Why is he wearing a mask? And he's got this red, white, and blue. At least it's an American flag mask. That was kind of cool. But I think these people are starting to like it. They're starting to like. It's just mind-blowing to me how people can like a government telling them what to do, telling them where they can gather, where they can't gather, with how many they can gather. How can people like that? But they do, because I think people want to be shepherded. They want to be directed by a higher power. But this is not a good thing. It's not like you want God to run your life. Because, no, they don't want that. When you tell them that, you know what, you really don't control your own life, that God absolutely controls everything, well, they hate that truth. But when you tell them, hey, the government is going to put police tape around the park so that you can't go in it.
Oh, good, because now I can be noble, and I can be a wonderful person who won't go in the park no matter what. I will not cross the police tape. You can put police tape around my own house, and I will not go through it. You can put police tape in front of my bathroom door, and as long as it's police tape, why, I can't go past it. Put police tape around my car, I won't go in my car. Why? Because it's police tape. It's police tape. It's police tape.
I was so upset yesterday. I had a terrible day because I saw police tape around the park. Police tape. This is almost like the Nazis, occupying France. This is like the Romans occupying Jerusalem. I feel like I'm under an occupying force. I went on my run this morning. I was up by the beach. Still, a bunch of cops all over the place. And you just have the feeling that they're looking at you funny. Like, am I running okay? Am I allowed to run on this sidewalk? Or will I give somebody coronavirus? I was stopped by one of the bridges, right? Our bridges go up like this and down like this. They let the sailboats through. So you can't run over the bridge when it's up, see? So you have to stop. And then I was looking over the railing, and I saw these fish. This was at the intercoastal waterway. And I'm saying, I wonder if the police know the fish are here. I wonder if the fish should have masks. I mean, I actually thought this. I looked at the fish and I said, well, the fish is free. But is it free? What if the cops found out? What if the authorities found out? What if the governor found out that fish carry the coronavirus? Then they'd be in here getting these fish. It's like Nazi Germany, it seems to me like. It's like, oh, and then I was running down Las Olas Boulevard on the way home. And I heard a siren behind me. And I thought, okay, round up the Jews. Round up the Jews. God, you look behind you wondering if you're going to get rounded up next. In some countries, they make masks mandatory. And you can't even come out of your house without a permit. I hear that's happening in South Africa. You cannot, it's just all over the world. You cannot leave your house without a permit. You can't leave your house. And it is illegal to travel without a mask and gloves. It's just, I got so upset. And what I'm really upset with is these young people wearing masks to prove that they're loyal citizens. And this is going to happen with the Mark of the Beast. When the Mark of the Beast comes, I mean, if you don't have it, you're going to be ostracized terribly. I mean, you are. Did you see how ostracized I was? Remember, I told you I was in line at the grocery store and that lady looked behind me. I was a foot too close to her. She coughed on me. She despised me. She hated me because I wasn't obeying the rules. And now at that same store, they have little dots to stand on. The dots say, please stand here. And then the other dot is 6 feet up. And this dot is here. Be safe. Be safe. I hate it when they come over the PA system at Winn-Dixie and they say, be safe. No, if I don't want to be safe, I won't be safe. You be safe. Leave my life alone. I don't want to be safe. Be safe. Okay, if you so... So they have this dot there. I don't stand on the dot. I stand a foot away from the dot. I'm just rebellious that way. And I'm the guy who says be subject to superior authorities. So I, and this made me realize this morning when I was running, I realized then how easy it is for people to say, screw you. Stand on the red dot. Are you kidding me? Police tape around a park where people are supposed to be with their family. You can't even be with your family. Someplace I hear the governor, I don't know what state this is, the governor wants people to practice social distancing in their houses. And it wouldn't surprise me if they had surveillance or they had people reporting you, like in World War II. He's hiding Jews. He's hiding Jews. Oh, he was too close to his kids at his house. I saw him through the window. The police come in.
Is it true? Is it true that you were within 3 feet of your child?
And they drag you away. This is freaking ridiculous. But this is literally how it's going to be during the tribulation with the mark of the beast. It's going to be a mark and you can't buy or sell without it. You literally cannot buy and sell without the mark. It's either going to be on your forehead or on your hand. And it's not going to be 666. That is the number of the beast. But you can. That's one of the options for the mark of the beast. Another option is the name or the number. Or there's a sign also. I've said for a while that the mark, not the name, not the number, but the mark will be a cross. It'll be some Christian thing. But I think if you don't have the mark, you can't even go into a store. You know how frustrating it is now where you can't go to your favorite restaurant or to a bar? Pretty frustrating, right? But think that you can't even go, at least they're keeping the, you know, most important places open, like stores, grocery stores, so you can get your food. Can you imagine not being able to go to a grocery store unless you have a certain thing? And I thought of this. What if, I meant to save this to the end of the show. Cripe, what am I doing? I'm giving up. Playing my ace here. But, okay, what if the mark had something to do with having a vaccination? I mean, what if the mark was an all-purpose thing where it not only allowed you to buy and sell, but the only reason you can go into a store to buy something is if you've had these immunization shots, because this whole thing that's being created around the coronavirus, which it's not that big of a deal, the coronavirus. It's not. I'm going to show you why. This thing created around it, the powers that be are using this as an opportunity to control. Because people like a lot of some people, and I don't know if a lot of people, but there are people in this world that like to control other people. That's all I can do to handle my own life. What the hell? I want to control other people? No, I don't. People think I'm a cult leader. I don't have the energy to be a cult leader. I don't have the energy to collect the dues for my cult. I don't have the energy to print propaganda or try to get more people into my cult. No, I'm not a cult leader. But some people love to have power over other people. And so they use these opportunities, and if you want to take it to a large scale, this large scale thing is being used as a political opportunity to, first of all, use it against Trump, but it's going to work against that. I'll tell you how in a second. And they're using as well the global warming scare. They're using that to control people. Well, you want to be on the right side, don't you? Don't you want to save the planet? So therefore, you have to live this certain way. And some of these global warming leaders have said that if you don't conform with it, or if you are one of these global warming deniers, which I am a human-caused global warming denier. You ever heard of the medieval warming period? It was back in like 1300s or 1400s, and it's the warmest period ever before industrialization. I wonder what could have caused that. Maybe the sun? Maybe the sun? Anyway, somebody said that a climate denier, climate change, human climate change deniers, man-made climate change deniers should be in jail. Should be in jail. That's what happens when you utilize what you are selling as a global problem. The coronavirus, global problem. Global warming, global problem. What does a global problem require? A global solution. And if a global problem requires a global solution, then there has to be people in charge of the global solution. You remember that solution Adolf Hitler talked about? The final solution. Well, this is far easier to manipulate than the killing of inferior racial profiles, according to the Germans, Hitler specifically, the Nazis. They wanted to eliminate certain races. You have far less of a ground to stand on than you do with this. You have ground to stand on because, again, you could hide behind this sheen of, well, we're trying to save lives. We need to do what's best for you because obviously you're not wearing a mask. You don't know what's best. You're standing too close to this lady in front line. You don't know what's best for the world. And so you're going to have to be punished. Or you're going to have to be required to have a vaccination. And while we're giving you this vaccination, it comes with a mark. Or maybe it comes in the mark. And eventually, that mark may not be sold originally as something that apart from what you can't buy or sell. Think of this. That mark could be used at first. Something that have to do with public welfare. See, you're doing the right thing to get this mark because this proves that you have the vaccination and you can't lie about it because they scan it. They scan it. So that proves that you've been vaccinated against what? Every virus that will ever be or whatever. Somebody's going to come up with some super vaccination and everybody has to get it or you can't go into stores. See, it's not that you can't buy or sell. It's not sold as that. It's sold as something, well, you can't be close to people. And you can't be where other people are unless you're protected. See, we want to protect you. And we want to protect the other people. So here's this mark. So it can be sold as that at first. And from what I'm seeing from these idiots I live with on planet Earth. They'll go for anything. And then they'll look down on you for not going along with it. Because you're an outsider. You're a rebel. Why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you doing what the government told you to do? Why aren't you doing what the government told you to do? Yeah, you bunch of stupid sheep. Every person I see with a mask, especially young people, and they're out running today. I'm out running, and they're running on the sidewalk, no people around them, and they're 25 years old. They're obviously fit as hell, no underlying conditions. They have masks on. And I'm sorry, but I couldn't help but think of them as idiots. They're not required to have the masks. It's not law here. They're wearing them because they care. They want to be seen as those who care. Their life matters because they're contributing to the global welfare, and they care about other people. You're also a joik. You're a joik. You're a sheepy joik. It is futile anyway because you can't keep yourself from getting it. Well, maybe they know that. Maybe they know, well, I'm not keeping myself from getting the coronavirus. No, but what I'm doing, oh, I'm keeping other people from getting it because I probably have it, of course, because the odds are that since it's a global epidemic, because it's attacking everybody. But it's not. And I got some stats for you here. I'm going to tell you about Trump. But yeah, it doesn't have to start. The mark of the beast, very subtle, doesn't have to start that way. Of course, there could be a time during the tribulations when some of the Christians who are, of course, going to be here because they're not snatched away, because they're not believers, they might panic at one point. This is a little sub thing. I'm going to get to Trump, which many people are hoping I don't. That's okay. You're all right. You're all right. Don't worry about it. I won't hurt you. I can only help you. So when these Christians get, they might realize at some point, oh, shit, we have the mark of the beast. We can't buy or sell. It's going to be a horrible decision if you understand what the mark is, which many of the Christians won't anyway because they're too stupid. Flat out stupid. I have no problem using that word because it's in the scriptures. Paul said, professing in Romans chapter 1, professing themselves to be wise, they are made stupid. And they change the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of quadrupeds and reptiles and all these other things. So, these people, I'm sorry, but I do think of them. You might call me judgmental, I guess. I guess I am, but it's futile. It's like, you know, when you watch the Super Bowl and the opening kickoff of the Super Bowl, you see a whole bunch of lights flashing, right? Those are people taking pictures, and they think that using their flash will help them illuminate the activities on the field that are, you know, a half mile away. You know, 60,000 points, flashes of futility. Same thing with these masks. It's futile. What are you doing? You're not even close to anybody. You're running 25 years old. What the hell are you doing? Except telling us how special you are. That's what I think. I'm sorry. That's why this show is called MZTV. This is what Martin Zender thinks. It's not necessarily what you think. But it should be. And it soon will be. Poor Trump, honestly, because he is really... I think he knew from the get-go that this, like, just let it go, it'll pass. But as soon as the press starts to magnify this, then the people start to panic. And when the people panic, then the politicians must listen because the politicians serve the people. Here's how it works. It starts with the media. They catch on to something, and media loves any kind of hyperbolic event. They love disasters. They love crises. They love wars because then everybody flocks to them. The meteorologists here in Florida love nothing more than a hurricane because now everybody's watching them every hour. They're the stars of the show. That's what's happening with these press conferences. These people are loving it. They get up there and like, but there's one thing that the lefties here in the U.S. and around the world, they haven't banked on this. They tried to magnify this thing to get Trump. They magnify it, put fear into the people. The people demand action from their politicians. Trump is now called upon to do something. So now he's in a sticky wicket. Does he keep doing this isolation thing and wreck the economy? If he goes out of this thing too soon, out of the restrictions, then any further deaths due to coronavirus, they'll be blamed on Trump. And Trump's the center of all this. He's the most powerful man in the world, and the coronavirus is all over the world. So it's, what's he going to do? If a bunch of people die after Trump gets the economy kicked in and the rest of the world will follow suit because they see Trump doing it, and if there are, let's say, a lot more deaths, then the left is going to hammer Trump with that. Trump caused all these deaths. On the other hand, if Trump delays getting the economy started, did you know that during this virus, here in the U.S., here in America, the United States, 700,000 people lost their jobs. 700,000 people unemployed. My God. So if Trump lets that go on long enough, they're going to say, well, Trump wrecked the economy. So the guy kind of can't win, but he's going to win. This is why. As I've been telling you this for a long time. This is why. Because now people are seeing Trump every day on television. The media has been telling them for 3 years that this man is Hitler, that he's dangerous, that he's going to cause World War III, IV, and V before his second term begins, that he's racist, that he hates people, he hates old people, he hates young people. And somehow people believe all this crap because the media tells them, the TV tells them to believe it, and so they believe it. And they think Trump is just this loose cannon because they never actually watch Trump. They never actually watch a Trump rally or maybe watch the State of the Union. But now they're seeing him every day, and they're going, well, this guy's kind of got things under control. And people are accusing, well, Trump's doing nothing. Trump's doing nothing. Hey, dum-dums, if you watch the press conferences, obviously he's doing tons of stuff. He's got this task force for this. He's got Vice President Pence doing that in charge of this. He's got the private sector mixed up with the federal sector, and he's bringing all these things together. It's like you can't say he's not doing anything. You can't. He's the, of all the people on the freaking planet, he's doing more than anybody. And what he's doing today will be a model. If the Lord should tarry, he's not going to, it will be a model for how to deal with these things in the future. And people are looking at Trump now, and they're going, Trump's approval ratings are going up, 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 up. Why? Because this guy's not a radical. This guy's not a monster. He's not a Hitler. He's very presidential. See, but people don't see that much of Trump. Now they're seeing him every day because, oh, they care about the coronavirus, the coronavirus. So let's watch Trump. Oh, this guy seems like kind of rational. He can actually speak in whole sentences. He lets other people talk. He doesn't interrupt people. My God. Trump's approval ratings are going up. So it boomerangs on the frickin' left. You see how it boomerangs? They try to get him, and they can't because so he's going to be great after this. I'm telling you, he's going to thread the needle. He's already getting together a task force to restart the economy. His timing's going to be perfect because Trump's instincts are impeccable. They're impeccable. He really hasn't made a big mistake since he's been in office. Amazing. Amazing. So it's going to keep going. And he's going to be a hero after this thing is over. And this thing is going to be over. My God, are you kidding me? Trump's going to be a hero. And he's going to, that status as a white horse rider. And then after this, remember I told you, after this comes the exposure of the corruption in Washington, D.C., in the national government. Corruption at high places like the FBI, CIA, NSA. All these people, these vermin, these swamp creatures that care about their own power, their own jobs, and they hate Trump because, again, he wrecks the apple cart. As I've been telling you, he lets people know that things can get done in Washington, and people, and that's the last thing Washington wants to happen, to have people realize that things can get done quickly with a guy who just wants to get things done and doesn't want all the fanfare and the pomp and circumstance to go along with. Trump just wants to get in, get the job done, get the hell out. So, listen to these stats. I'll end with this. I was going to start with it, but I never know how these shows are going to go. This was as of, hang on a second. This was as of March 25th, 2020. From January 1st to March 25th. Are you ready for this? 9,903,702 people died of abortion. 9,900,000. 2,232,000, I'm rounding it, died by hunger in those 3 months, January and March 25th. 2.3 million died of hunger. 1.9 million people died of cancer in that period. 1.6 million people died of smoking. I'm sorry, I squint when I look at my phone. I kind of squint sometimes like this because I do have glasses. I just don't like to wear them because I don't think I look as cool with them, and that's one of the main things. Oh, speaking of that, what do you think of my hair? Do you like this beach hair that kind of goes off like this? Is it too much? Do you think I need a haircut? I want your opinion, because your opinion matters to me. Do you think I should have it short or long? Anyway, okay, back to what's important here. I'm just not wearing my glasses, so I'm sorry. So we got 1.1 million deaths by smoking, 581,000 deaths by alcohol, 390 deaths by HIV/AIDS, 390,000 deaths, and this is just since January, almost 391,000 from AIDS, from January 1st to March 25th this year. 303,903 people died by traffic accidents. This is worldwide, by the way. Worldwide deaths by traffic accidents in 3 months. 303,000, horrible. 249,904 people died by suicide around the world since January 1st. Do you know how many people malaria has killed between January 1st and March 25th? 228,000. Now the seasonal flu, watch this, the seasonal flu, the seasonal flu, the regular flu that comes in the winter. Between January 1st and March 25th, the seasonal flu killed 113,034 people. This is Worldometer. This is totally objective information. These are facts. These are statistics. Okay? The last on the list here is death by coronavirus. 21,297. Very low number. Very low number compared to these other things. Compared to these other things. Now, you might say, well, Martin, the reason that number is low is because of all the social distancing we're doing. Thank God we keep 6 feet away from people at the grocery store. Thank God that there's police tape around parks so that families can't go and play. Thank God that the beach in Fort Lauderdale is closed, also with police tape so that people, so that lovers can't walk on the beach in the moonlight and have a moonlight swim, skinny dipping, and just, oh, it'll be horrible. So thank God we've done all these things. That's why it's so low, Martin. Oh, but wait, then why isn't the death by seasonal flu lower? This is according to the average 113,000 have died by the regular seasonal flu as compared to the coronavirus. But we're still practicing all the social distancing, aren't we? And people wearing their futile masks. That's going on. So you would think that with all that going on, if you're going to make the claim to me that that has really helped this coronavirus from going crazy, then why hasn't it touched the seasonal flu? Seasonal flu is on the same pace that it usually is. Why hasn't it touched it? There's only one conclusion. I came up with this all by myself. The seasonal flu is much tougher, much more resistant than the freaking coronavirus. Coronavirus is a sissy flu. This is the coronavirus coming to the first day of class.
Hello. I'm sorry. It's just the class for viruses. I'm the coronavirus. Can I come in? Can I come?
That's the coronavirus. But it's being made into some great thing because it's new and it could be utilized. It's killing people. I agree. But the seasonal flu, what the hell? It's killing many more people. This is the seasonal flu.
Open the goddamn door. Open the goddamn door. I'm the seasonal flu. Is this the class where I tell everybody what to do and tell them to shut up and tell them to die?
Yeah, this is the class. Seasonal flu, way tougher, way tougher. But it's normal. It happens every year. People die. But this is new. And it's in a hot political climate. And it can be used to try to get Trump out of office. Yes, and it can be used to control people. It can be made into something so fearful that the people just wear masks who are running. 25-year-olds wear masks while they're running. Look at me. I wear a mask while running. Oh, I don't know what planet I'm on anymore. It really just confirms my thoughts about this planet that I actually don't like it. But as I said, and this is important for you to know, Trump is going to overcome this. And he is going to be a superstar, even more than he is now. And he's going to be recognized as such by more people. Because under his belt, and the wreath that he wears as the White Horse Rider of Revelation will be, he will conquer corruption, as I just mentioned. This big corruption thing is going to come after this. But he will be known as somebody who conquered corruption in government, who conquered world disease. And when he brings back the economy after this thing, it's going to go apeshit wild. You're going to love it. It's going to go great. People are telling me this is the end. What? And no. It's not. They're 18 months off, I think. I mean, they're not far off. But we have to have this rise, this meteoric rise of the man of lawlessness, where he's worshipped around the world. And it has to end the corruption of the New World Order in order to become the New World Order, which will never be called that. You know that. That's my take on it. Could I be wrong? Hell no.